Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show, the weekly broadcast from the Sun Devil Radio Network that brings you up to date on all the latest developments in Arizona State Sun Devil athletics. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by MidFirst Bank, MidFirst, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics, and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money, member FDIC. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball, and your co-host for our weekly get-togethers. My co-host is none other than Arizona State University Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Good day, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Doing great. Ready to roll here with some another jam-packed show. And once again, football leads the way this time of year. In our headline story, a fifth straight Territorial Cup football victory for Arizona State as the Sun Devils take down the Arizona Wildcats for the fifth consecutive year. That's the longest winning streak in this rivalry for ASU in over a half century. The Sun Devils' 38-15 win this past Saturday at Sun Devil Stadium's Frank Cush Field was achieved on the strength of a potent defense and a potent ground game that compiled 238 rushing yards and two touchdowns. That defense allowed just one touchdown and forced two takeaways, including an 83-yard pick six by cornerback Jack Jones. All in all, Ray, a satisfying end to the regular season for Herm Edwards' Sun Devils.
Indeed, Tim, and five in a row on a beautiful, beautiful day at Sun Devil Stadium. We got a nice afternoon, a day game finally, and it was a good result. Played good football in all three aspects. So very satisfying, five in a row. Four in a row for Herm during his first 4 years. I think that's a record. And so it was a good day for Herm and the Sun Devils.
Arizona State, as we said, now five straight wins in this rivalry against the U of A. Five in a row at home, too. The five-game overall win streak is ASU's longest since Frank Cush's teams won nine straight over the Wildcats from 1965 to 1973. And the win gives Arizona State a final record of 8-4, a final regular season record of 8-4, 6-3 in Pac-12 play. And Ray, I've got some interesting notes I wanted to get your thoughts on relative to this season, because despite an 8-4 season, your team has taken some hits in terms of media criticism, and yet it seems like this season was one of the better ones in recent program history from a numerical standpoint. It's only the 10th time in the last 34 years that Arizona State has won more than seven games in a season. ASU this year was one of just 24 Power 5 teams to win eight games this year and was one of only 21 Power 5 teams to win as many as six conference games this season. ASU with a 6-3 Pac-12 record. In addition, if you go back to that October 2nd win at UCLA against the then number 20 ranked UCLA Bruins, ASU won that ball game by 19 points. And that was one of only eight double-digit top 25 upsets on the road by an unranked team this season. And as for Herm Edwards, he has now produced three straight seven-win seasons over a full year, last year not being counted because of COVID. Excuse me. And that's notable because Arizona State has only had 21 seven-win seasons since joining the Pac-12 in 1978. And they've had two eight-win seasons under Coach Edwards. And ASU has just produced 15 eight-plus win seasons since 1978. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, Tim, you know what? Data and facts do matter. And a lot of times people are making judgments in a vacuum, not really appreciating the historical data and facts that really influence what's happening here. And so as a result of really not appreciating or following or maybe even caring about the history, they make judgments on short-term basis. So if you look at the history and the data, I think it proves a point that Herm's first three full seasons here have been some of the most successful years anyone has had in their start here. And it is fact, it is data, but for whatever reason, there are other reasons that some people, not everyone, Tim, because a whole bunch of people have been very supportive, have taken a more negative view of this program than certainly we think is appropriate. But the facts and data speak for themselves. 15 seasons, I think, with better than 7 or 8 wins, and Herm has produced 3 of them thus far. That's pretty good stats when you look at the overall history.
And, of course, there was also, leading up to the game, some media speculation, a lot of media speculation centering on Coach Edwards' future at Arizona State. And you briefly addressed the team after the game Saturday on that matter. What can you tell us about your remarks to the team after that win over Arizona?
Simply told the team what they knew, because Herm had shared it with them before, that Herm Edwards is our coach now, and he will be continuing as our coach in the future. You know, all the speculation is externally driven, Tim, by certain media members and others who, for whatever reason, have determined they just don't like what Herm is doing here and what we're doing with the program. And that's where all the speculation came. It never came from anything that was said or interpreted from what I or President Crow or anyone else has said. So it was important just to set the record straight for our own players and coaches and staff and potential recruits. And that was the purpose of that, just telling them what the real facts are, and to discount all the external noise and criticisms and wrong information that was out there by folks who, for whatever reason, just seem to not be enthusiastic about us.
As we mentioned, Arizona State closed with an 8-4 overall record, and as a result, finished tied with UCLA for the third best record in the Pac-12 conference this year. The Sun Devils, as will all the other bowl eligible teams in college football, will learn their bowl destination this coming Sunday, December 5th. Most speculation right now has focused on ASU likely heading to either the Las Vegas Bowl at the beautiful new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, that game to be played Thursday, December 30th, against an opponent from the Big Ten Conference, or the Holiday Bowl in Petco Park in San Diego, the home of the San Diego Padres, that game to be played Tuesday, December 28th, matching a Pac-12 team against a team from the Atlantic Coast Conference. Ray, what insight can you provide right now relative to a potential bowl destination for your team?
Well, I certainly think it's one of those two is very likely, and there's still an outside chance at the Alamo Bowl, depending on what happens with Utah and Oregon in their final Pac-12 matchup, because one of them could go to the Rose Bowl, another could go to a at-large, in which case you would have the Alamo Bowl, which is typically second in our lineup of bowls available. So the way it lines up in the Pac-12 in terms of bowls is the Rose Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, and then the Las Vegas Bowl actually is number 3, because it's now a contest with the Big Ten, the first year of us doing that. So the Alamo Bowl jumped over the Holiday Bowl as the 4th bowl. So the 2nd, 3rd, or even 4th bowl are real possibilities. If I had to make a guess at this point in the week, I would think that the Las Vegas Bowl, number 3 in the lineup, is the most likely for us, Tim. And I think it's important for folks to know that that would be the highest rated bowl Arizona State has played in since that 1996 Rose Bowl. And so if you keep those things in perspective, maybe you get a little bit of a greater appreciation of what an 8-4 record at this point with a chance to go win a 9th game in the bowl actually means for ASU football.
That's a great point. And indeed, it would be the highest rated bowl for this program in a quarter century if they are able to get to Las Vegas, or even if they end up in the Alamo Bowl, which is the number 2 rated Pac-12 bowl game. No matter their bowl destination, the Sun Devils will be thin at the running back position. Star running back Rashad White, who ended up the year as the Pac-12's 4th leading rusher, as he got over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. 1,006 yards for Rashad on the year. In fact, he led the Pac-12 in all-purpose yards on the season. He announced right after Saturday's ASU-U of A game that he will opt out of the bowl game to begin his preparation for the upcoming NFL draft. And then earlier this week, Rashad's backup, running back Chip Traynham, announced he is entering the transfer portal. That leaves second-year man Daniel Ngata as the only scholarship running back right now on the roster. Although earlier today, Ray, a bit of good news. It's been reported on social media as we record this show that your outstanding defensive lineman, Jermaine Lole, who missed all of this year because of a torn triceps injury, is saying he will return to the Sun Devils next year. So what's your take on all those player personnel developments?
Well, you know, Tim, this is the new age of college football with players in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years who were going to be projected high-round draft choices determining they weren't going to play in bowl games because of the risk of practice or game injuries before they're trying to go off and, very frankly, earn a real significant living at the next level. And so between the agents and parents, and you and I certainly don't blame them, the risk of getting injured to their own detriment is real. And then you have the transfer portal now, which is where you have Chip Traynham going, where you can transfer essentially college free agency and not have to sit out. There's a lot of new components to the college landscape, but it also gives us a chance to have Lole be able to come back, have other folks who will be in the transfer portal come in, and we may very well have others who, for whatever reason, decide to get in the transfer portal, as we've had a couple up till now, get in it and go play without having it to sit out a season at their next destination. That's just the new landscape of college sports, football in particular, with regard to movement. And one of the things, Tim, that people have argued is, why shouldn't players have the opportunity to move freely and not be constrained when you have coaches and administrators moving willy-nilly with no constraints at all, as you've seen with some big coaching changes and movement this week, some on the heels of maybe going to a college football playoff, like the guy from Notre Dame. He takes off. And people have looked at those things and say, coaches and administrators, athletic directors, coaches, they leave whenever they want with no constraints. How can you justify stopping a player? And at least in the transfer portal world, you get one opportunity as a player to make that move now as a free agent and not be restricted from playing immediately. That's just the way it is now, Tim.
Indeed. Free agency, in essence, has come to all of college athletics. And again, the Sun Devils' bowl game destination, most likely, as Ray indicated, the Las Vegas Bowl, to be announced officially on Sunday, December 5th. Postseason honors will start rolling out for college football players as well, and one Arizona State player has already been so honored. Freshman linebacker Eric Gentry, named a freshman All-American by the Maxwell Football Club. Ironically, the football club based in Eric's hometown of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Eric Gentry, the only Pac-12 player on the 22-man Maxwell freshman All-American team. He had 40 tackles on the year, 4 tackles for loss, had 1 sack, was the second highest-graded true freshman linebacker in the Football Bowl subdivision in 2021, Ray, and had a very good game as a starter in the finale against the U of A last Saturday.
Indeed. Eric has come in here not looking like the prototypical linebacker, 6'6", and long and lanky, but man, does he have football instincts and skill sets. And just think, Tim, when he puts on a little more weight and gets a little more sturdy, how good he's going to be. But he came in here and had a really tremendous first year, and deservedly so, on the Maxwell All-Freshman team. Really proud of him.
The third-ranked Sun Devil wrestling team's off to a good start in 2021, thanks in no small part to the young man you are about to meet. Coming up, we'll visit with ASU's heralded heavyweight wrestling star, Colton Schultz. But first, let's take a timeout here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
With the ASU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can earn points for merchandise, gift cards, travel, cash back, and even ASU fan gear. You'll enjoy a great introductory APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. Plus, the ASU Rewards credit card is covered by the Visa Zero Liability Policy, so you'll never be charged for purchases you didn't make. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/ASU for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Listen up, ASU fans. It's Herm Edwards, head coach of your Arizona State Sun Devils. I'm here to tell you about one of our top players of the 2021 lineup, Ford Bronco Sport. This powerhouse SUV can go over any terrain using one of its 7 GOAT modes. Plus, the 4x4 comes standard across every model, which makes every drive in Bronco Sport unstoppable. And with seating for 5 and plenty of cargo space, Bronco Sport is built to pile up your whole crew and all the gear, too. So power through every drive, just like your ASU Sun Devils. When you step into a Bronco Sport, it's always, and I mean always, game time. Get behind the wheel of the 2021 Ford Bronco Sport and stop by Sparky's Touchdown Tailgate before the game to see the latest Ford lineup for yourself. Only at your Arizona Ford dealers. Proud partner of the ASU Sun Devils.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at Sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
We continue now on the Anderson Healy Show, the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly program that gets you up to date on all the latest news in Arizona State sports. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad that you joined us this week. Arizona State's third-ranked wrestling team had a productive weekend this past weekend in the state of Wyoming, where Coach Zeke Jones' Sun Devils competed in the Cowboy Open tournament hosted by the University of Wyoming. All told, Sun Devil wrestlers in the event posted 5 major decisions and 13 wins by fall, with 5 ASU wrestlers winning their respective weight classes. 125-pounder Brandon Courtney, 149-pounder Kyle Parco, Anthony Valencia at 165 pounds, 174-pounder Kale Valencia, and the gentleman who joins us as our guest this week on the Anderson Healy Show, the number 3-ranked heavyweight in the nation this year. He was an All-American last season. He was a Pac-12 champion in the heavyweight class last season and finished 4th in the NCAA championships in March. From Parker, Colorado, it is a pleasure to welcome Colton Schultz to the Anderson Healy Show. How you doing, Colton? Good to have you on today, bud.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're off to an 8-0 start this season. 5 of your wins have come by pins. How would you size up your performances so far this season?
It's been good. It's been nice getting back to be able to pin people. I didn't get near as many falls last year as I would have liked, so it's been nice being able to catch fire a little bit and get the job done early in the matches.
Certainly your team is off to a good start. You had a dual meet victory at home over 17th-ranked Oklahoma with a pretty good crowd in attendance as well, sandwiched between impressive tournament performances at Appalachian State and this one last weekend at Wyoming. What's your take on your team so far this year, Colton, and the potential that you think your team has this season?
I mean, coming off of last year, we had a great national tournament. We finished 4th right on the team trophy. And if anything, I think we might have gotten even better this year, which is really exciting. You know, the team goal is always the same. It's always being national champions. I think we got the weapons to do it as long as we all keep competing hard and keep growing into the end of the year.
Talk about last year and how that set the table for this year. That had to have been a great experience. That was Arizona State's first podium finish in the NCAA Wrestling Championships, I think, since 2003. It had to make you guys feel awfully proud to bring that kind of recognition to ASU. How did that set the table for this year, do you think?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, everybody believes that we're real contenders for that national title, but until you start actually bringing on the hardware, it shows it. It's it can be tough pushing through, but now we have that. So I think everybody sees where we're at and just how much further we got to go. And we're right there. We're right on the brink. So it's exciting. And we're definitely carrying that into that, carrying that into this year, top to bottom of the roster. Everybody's hungry for that national title. We got fourth place and it feels good, but, first place is going to be just that much sweeter.
You want more, don't you?
Always.
Yep. Well, you know what? You just touched on a good point, Colton. You're one of five Sun Devils that was named a preseason All Pac-12 wrestler by Intermat Wrestling. Brandon Courtney was the national runner-up last year at 125 pounds. Michael McGee at 133. Ja'Cory Teamer at 157. Cordell Norfleet at 197. Kyle Parko at 149 pounds, a second team All Pac-12 preseason pick. Talk about that depth of talent that you have up and down your roster.
Yeah, I mean, we got some real tough dudes everyone on the roster. Every weight class, I think, is some real. There's gonna be some real danger for any team that wrestles us. We got some great guys, and then having Parko transfer in has been huge too. He's an All-American talent, and just great wrestler, great guy to be around. And everybody on the team we're all busting our butts because none of us are content with just at where we finished last year and where the rankings got us now. I think everybody's excited to prove some of those wrong and even do better than we're expected, you know?
It seems like you have a bunch of guys that get along with each other away from the mat too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's great. It might be cheesy. Everybody says, like, their team's a family, but I feel with ASU Wrestling, we really feel it. You know that everybody next to you has got your back. And no matter what you got going on or off the mat, everybody's there for you. We all take care of each other.
And, of course, the leader of that family is Sun Devil head coach Zeke Jones, who himself, back in the day, was a fantastic ASU wrestler. What are some of the things, Colton, that you've learned from Zeke, and in what ways, in your opinion, has he put his fingerprints on this program?
Yeah, I mean, Zeke, the things he's done as a coach have been incredible. The things he did as an athlete were awesome. He was one of the best in the world, for sure. But then, as a coach on the USA level and for ASU, he's done incredible things. He's a real genius, I think, when it comes to all the planning. Like our whole season, it's so far planned out in advance as far as what our training looks like. And I think we do an amazing job with Zeke of making sure that we're peaking at the right time. So come time for the national tournament, we're really at our best. I think that's a huge difference maker.
You know what I think is also a difference maker under Zeke is the way he sells and markets the program. Fan interest really, to me, seems to be on the rise. 2 years ago, you had a great crowd here, I think 8,000 when you wrestled number one and beat number one ranked Penn State. And in your match against Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, you had a really good crowd of well over 2,200 in the arena. Talk about that increase in fan interest and how that fuels the program.
Yeah, so I mean that Penn State match, that was during my redshirt year, but that was just being in attendance. That was got to be one of the coolest wrestling environments I've ever been in. It was incredible. We have a great fan base; it's growing, and all the fan support we had at Oklahoma, we could feel it. It gets loud during all the matches. You really get yourself excited, pumped up. It's fun having that fan support. It's wrestling's always fun, but whenever you got so many people backing you, it's pretty special.
Sure is. Now, this past September, you had a special experience. You joined USA Wrestling's senior world team for the first time after you won gold in the Greco-Roman 130-kilogram category at the senior world team trials. What was that experience like for you? I think you went to Oslo, Norway to compete. What was that like, and how beneficial was that for you as you move on in your college wrestling career?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. It's funny. I've been having to tell people it felt like it was a long time coming. Still, I just turned 21, but already making my first senior world team. But this was my third time I made the finals in the U.S. Already. So it was great finally getting over that hump, making the team. I wish the world championships could have gone a little better than they did, but I'm still able to carry that experience and the professionalism that comes with being part of Team USA and all the people you get to be around through that. I think that makes for a great experience that you can carry into college wrestling, and just makes you that much better.
For some of our listeners and viewers who may not know Colton, why don't you talk about the differences between Greco-Roman wrestling and what you do as a collegiate wrestler for Arizona State?
Yeah, so Greco-Roman wrestling, it's one of the two international styles that we have, and it's all upper body. You're not actually allowed to attack the legs or use your legs for any kind of trips or anything like that. So it's all upper body, looking to throw people, hopefully put some people on their heads. So it's pretty fun, but in contrast, college wrestling is a lot more similar to the other international style, freestyle, where you're able to attack the legs, but there's a lot of emphasis on the controlling kind of holds, and they're different, but at the end of the day, I tell people it's always wrestling. It's still just wrestling. A lot of the same techniques carry over to both, and the mindset and the mentality definitely carries over in both.
Now, coming out of high school in Colorado, you could have gone anywhere. What were some of the things, Colton, that attracted you to come to wrestle for Zeke Jones and come to Arizona State?
I mean, being from Colorado, I've been at the Olympic Training Center. I'd seen what Zeke Jones had done with Team USA, which had a real huge respect for everything there. So that was definitely a big part of it. And I got the feeling through the whole recruiting process that they were really going to not just allow me to wrestle Greco, but really push me to wrestle Greco, which doesn't happen at every single college. So I've been blessed that they've been able to pour some resources and really push me to compete for ASU and for Team USA, trying to win NCAA titles and then trying to win world titles at the same time. Through the whole process of that was a real big push for me. That was a real big thing that got me, landed me here.
Absolutely. Heck, if you do one, you bring credit to the other, and certainly you've brought a lot of credit to Arizona State. And this year you got a new volunteer assistant coach, Eric Thompson, who works extensively with you and the other Sun Devil wrestlers in the upper weights. What has he brought to the program?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach, a great personality. So it's been nice having him in the room. When you have those tough practices and you're getting a little down on yourself or you're not feeling your best, he's a great guy to be able to chit-chat with, talk to, crack some jokes and just get you to steer back in the right direction. And it's nice having another big body in the room. As heavyweights, it's not always – you don't always have too many partners that are on the same size that can compete with you and wrestle with you day in and day out. So it's nice having a coach that's willing to do it for me.
So when it's all said and done, Colton, what do you feel are the chances of you and your buddies getting on the podium and having a national championship trophy to hoist in March this year? And what will it take to accomplish that?
I mean, that's always the plan, that national title. I think we have what it takes. I think it's just going to take staying healthy. And, there's going to be a few of us that have to beat people we're not expected to come time for the national tournament. But that's the beauty of wrestling, anyone can have their day, and hopefully we can put it together and have our best day when it matters.
Wouldn't that be something? Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, you've been a great addition to Sun Devil Wrestling and to ASU Athletics, and we look forward to watching your career continue to unfold here at Arizona State. All the best to you, Colton, and thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Sun Devil heavyweight wrestler Colton Schultz, our guest on this segment of this week's Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me as we bring you updates from Sun Devil volleyball, basketball, and hockey. But first, this timeout.
I'm Tim Hovick, the coach at Santan Ford. There's nothing quite like Sun Devil football, and I stuck a fork into high prices so you don't have to. If selection's your game, I've got the new Ford you've been looking for. It's all just a click away at SantanFord.com. We're right on the price, right on the corner of the Santan 202 freeway in Val Vista and Gilbert. Tim, Rapper, Sparky, they all made the right call. Now you know why they always say,
we are Santan Ford, proud partners of the ASU Sun Devils. It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite and suddenly you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Melty cheese, crispy bacon, and the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger and new Hatch green chili bacon chicken sandwiches at Whataburger.
I'm Danger, a maestro of fear, skilled at scaring you into buying insurance. You've heard my work. It's my job to tell you about the bad stuff that can happen to your car or home. Ready for the big explosion? Here we...
This scare tactic has been interrupted by AAA Insurance. With affordable auto and home insurance, plus America's most recommended roadside, AAA doesn't need scare tactics because we offer coverage confidence. Visit AAA.com for details and choose coverage confidence. AAA. Outsmart life.
Football season is starting, and at American Furniture Warehouse, we're here to get you ready for the action. Our theater seating collections will have you reclined and prepped for game time, and our huge selection of HD TVs will put you right in the middle of the game without having to leave your home. Sign up to win a Sun Devils Family of the Game VIP package at our Glendale or Gilbert stores today. Style, selection, value, and giving back. That's today's AFW. For more information, visit afw.com/sundevils, a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletic.
The Anderson Healy Show continues now on the Sun Devil Radio Network, along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and Ray and I are glad you joined us this week. Sun Devil hockey split its two games over Thanksgiving weekend against then 20th-ranked Bemidji State from Minnesota, the Devils losing 4-3 the night before Thanksgiving, coming back to win on Black Friday evening by the score of 6-4. The six goals, by the way, in that 6-4 win, scored by six different Sun Devil players, and the six goals were the most allowed all season long by Bemidji State. Greg Powers' Ice Devils now 7-7 on the year, Ray, playing some pretty solid hockey of late.
Yes, they are, and playing against good competition. Quinnipiac a week or two ago, and Bemidji State, those are real hockey institution, so I like when we want to play the big boys, because we are part of the big boy gang now. And so 7-7, playing solid hockey, going to play Clarkson I think this weekend, and then continue down the road. But we've got people's attention in collegiate hockey for being a solid program that's getting better and better under Greg Powers, and six different players scoring six goals. That shows you got some balance and you got some folks who can handle the puck and put it in the net. It's exciting.
You got balance and you got depth. And among the individual stars of the weekend for ASU, Colin Tyson had 4 points, a goal and three assists, while Demetrius Komanzis had goals in each of the two games against Bemidji State. Up next for hockey, two games at home against number 12-ranked Denver, Friday and Saturday nights at Oceanside Ice Arena. The Sun Devils were swept by Denver in early October. Looking for some payback at Oceanside this weekend. Women's basketball is back home this weekend, hosting the annual ASU Classic at Desert Financial Arena. On Saturday, December 4th, the Sun Devils will host UT San Antonio in a game that will tip at 1 p.m. It's the first of a women's basketball doubleheader that day. Colorado State and Harvard will play in the second game. And then on Sunday, December 5th, the Sun Devils will play the Harvard Crimson at 12 noon, and then Colorado State and UTSA in the game afterward. Charlie's team looking to bounce back after dropping 2 out of 3 in the tournament in Cancun, Mexico, Ray, over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, they played in that multi-team event down in Cancun against real good competition, but they did get their win against Fordham, coming back for our 14 tournament here, which we're happy to host. So looking for Charlie and the young ladies to get back out there and get back on stride as we head into conference play, Tim.
Sun Devil guard Jaden Simmons, by the way, made the all-tournament team at the Cancun Classic over the weekend, as she averaged nearly 14 points per game and hit 13 of her 14 free throws in the event. You can join Jeff Munn and Maura McHugh on the radio for all the action from the ASU Classic this weekend, all the Sun Devil action in the ASU Classic. Both ASU games can be heard on the Sun Devil Radio Network and KDUS 1060 AM. Pregame coverage will start at 12:30 Saturday afternoon and at 11:30 on Sunday morning. A big week for ASU men's basketball as Bobby Hurley's team will open Pac-12 conference play this week with a pair of games. After opening at home against Washington State, the Sun Devils head up to Eugene, Oregon for a game Sunday afternoon against the Oregon Ducks. Arizona State hoping to bounce back, Ray, from a rough weekend in the Bahamas as the Devils dropped all three of their games in the battle for Atlantis, losing to three good teams, defending national champion Baylor, perennial powerhouse Syracuse, and Loyola of Chicago, which was a Sweet 16 team a year ago.
Yes, you go down there and you're going to play some really, really good teams, those multi-tournament events, particularly multi-team events down there. So we went in there knowing that we would be up against some strong competition, and we got everything we could have asked for. Didn't want the three losses, but we got the experience. Hopefully that will make us better and more gritty and ready for the conference season, which starts against Washington State and, as you say, up to Oregon, Tim. So good experience up there, certainly top level competition. Hopefully the experience will now translate into us playing well in conference.
Of course, Kyle Dodd and I will have all the action of Sun Devil men's basketball for you on the radio. Airtime 5 p.m. Wednesday evening, ASU and Washington State. And then we'll be on the air at 4:30 Arizona time with our pregame coverage Sunday from Matthew Knight Arena in Eugene, Oregon. The season has ended for Sun Devil women's volleyball. Arizona State losing its final two matches of the year at Oregon State last Wednesday night, and then falling in three sets at Arizona on Saturday as the Wildcats earned the Territorial Cup point in women's volleyball this year. Sonia Tomasevich's team finished 14-17 overall, 7-13 in Pac-12 conference play. Ray, what was your overview on volleyball season and the state of the program right now?
Well, certainly young, but getting better and better, more competitive in my view in terms of their play, their presentation, their attitude. So I'm pleased with the progress that Sonia's got this team on. As I said, the wins will come. Pac-12 women's volleyball is very, very tough, Tim. We've always got great teams, and we've just got to keep building and working. So disappointed to lose the Territorial Cup point, no doubt about that, but not disappointed in the effort and in the direction of the team with Sonia at our leadership.
Ray and I will return with some closing notes as we wind down this week's broadcast after these messages. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Hey, Sun Devil fans, have you heard about Return to Chill? This is your chance to instantly receive two Sun Devil football tickets to an upcoming game and to be included in a grand prize drawing for a VIP experience at the ASU U of A game on Saturday, November 27th. Stop by any Circle K to pick up a 12-pack or larger of Coors Light or from the Blue Moon family and get all of the details. Forks up!
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We're winding down this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. Alongside of Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm ASU play-by-play broadcaster Tim Healy, and we're glad you joined us this week. Coach Matt Thurman's ASU golf team, men's golf team, wrapped up its fall schedule with a bit of good news. The Sun Devils will take a number 2 national ranking into the start of their spring schedule. ASU ranked 2nd in the nation in the latest Bushnell Golf Week coaches poll released November 19th. Oklahoma is ranked number 1. So clearly, Ray, there will be a lot of excitement and anticipation that will greet the Sun Devils' return to the links in January.
And it is a well-deserved preseason ranking. He's put together, just like Missy has on the women's side, a really strong golf team. So had a good finish last year. Very optimistic about the roster that is going to represent us out there this year. And then certainly looking forward to hosting the NCAA championships again this year, Tim, out at Greyhawk. So a lot to look forward to this year. A lot of expectations for the golf programs, but they've been living under those lofty expectations for some years now, as well as we've performed. So the men and the women under Matt and Missy, respectively, are ready to go.
There's a similar sense of excitement and optimism that'll greet ASU men's and women's swimming when the Sun Devil swimmers return to the water for a mid-January meet against Pac-12 rival Utah. Coach Bob Bowman's teams enjoyed an historic weekend at the NC State Invite in Greensboro, North Carolina, 2 weeks ago. ASU swimmers broke multiple school records and posted the NCAA's fastest times this year in 8 different events. Lots to build on, Ray, when competition resumes in mid-January.
True, as well about the swim teams. Tim, we talked a little bit last week how they went back there and really amongst some really fine swimming programs did very well, including all the records you articulated. So I know Coach Bowman is excited about both the men's and women's team. We certainly are because we calculated last year and redshirted everyone strategically because we thought COVID would interfere with the season. We think that was a good decision. And now we got a really robust, energetic, anxious roster on both the men and women ready to perform at elite level for ASU this year. So it's going to be exciting, both men and women swimming. And diving is going to be added there pretty soon with our new diving coach. But the swimming components will be strong and in the water and exciting to come watch, Tim.
Finally this week, sad news for Sun Devils everywhere as Arizona State Athletics mourns the passing of one of the school's all-time great athletes, Curly Culp, a Sun Devil football and wrestling great who went on to enjoy a Hall of Fame career in the National Football League, died early Saturday morning, November 27th, at the age of 75, after a battle with pancreatic cancer. A native of Yuma, Arizona, and the youngest of 13 children, Curly Culp was an All-American defensive lineman on Coach Frank Cush's Sun Devil football teams from 1965 to 68. He was also a 3-time Western Athletic Conference and NCAA heavyweight champion in wrestling during his days at Arizona State. From ASU, Curly Culp went on to star in the National Football League for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Oilers in a brilliant 13-year NFL career. He was a 6-time Pro Bowler, the 1975 NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He was a member of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl IV championship team that defeated the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV in January of 1970 in New Orleans. He was named to the All-Century team for both the Chiefs and the Oilers and was inducted into the ASU Sports Hall of Fame as a charter member in 1975. Very simply put, Ray, the Sun Devils lost one of their all-time greats with the passing of Curly Culp.
Yes, Curly Culp, for those who were honored enough to know him, was a special, special human being. I certainly was privileged to get a chance to spend some time with Curly. And as you read off his accomplishments in terms of his athletic career, you just shake your head as to how much he did in two sports where you got to really dedicate and be special to be recognized at the level that he was in both respectively. So we lost a great one in Curly Culp. We wish his family nothing but the best, but he was a true, true Sun Devil, and I know he will be sorely missed. And oh, my, what a talent, Tim. What a man.
One of the all-time great two-sport athletes in NCAA history, and our condolences to Curly's wife, Colette, and the entire Curly Culp family on the passing of one of Arizona State's all-time greats. And on that note, we bring to a close this weekend, or this week's edition, I should say, of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by MidFirst Bank. MidFirst Bank, the exclusive banking partner of Sun Devil Athletics and your exclusive home for the ASU debit card. Visit midfirst.com/ASU for all the details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC. We want to thank our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand, for his help this week. Thanks as well to our terrific engineer producer, Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, and to our talented show scheduler, Kim Nelson of Sun Devil Athletics, for her help as well. We will not have a show next week. The Anderson Healy Show will return in 2 weeks with Jeff Munn set to join Ray as they bring you the latest news in Arizona State sports, and we hope you'll join them at that time. Ray, always great to visit with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Always great to visit with you, Tim. Have safe travels. We'll miss you at the banquet this Sunday because you'll be up in Oregon. But we're going to have a good one, and let's have a really great week of competition. And so in closing, we say, go Devils!
Go Devils! Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for listening to and watching The Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
I'm Tim Hovick, the coach at Santan Ford. There's nothing quite like Sun Devil football, and I stuck a fork into high prices so you don't have to. If selection's your game, I've got the new Ford you've been looking for. It's all just a click away at SantanFord.com. We're right on the price, right on the corner of the Santan 202 freeway in Val Vista and Gilbert. Tim, Rapper, Sparky, they all made the right call. Now you know why they always say,
we are Santan Ford, proud partner of the ASU Sun Devils.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit play@gila.com for more information.
Hey, Sun Devil fans, have you heard about Return to Chill? This is your chance to instantly receive two Sun Devil football tickets to an upcoming game and to be included in a grand prize drawing for a VIP experience at the ASU U of A game on Saturday, November 27th. Stop by any Circle K to pick up a 12-pack or larger of Coors Light or from the Blue Moon family and get all of the details. Forks up!
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.